On Breakfast with Huff, it's the big yarn.
Well,
I
won't back down. Well, we can't do it, Tom. We can't back down around these parts. We've got to tell it like it is and talk about the issues in the world of sport. And if you're an Australian rules football fan, one of the big issues is what the hell is happening at the Western Bulldogs. They have been a very, very disappointing conveyance thus far in season 2024. That is not news to anyone from what we've seen in the first eight rounds. And the question is where to for the Western Bulldogs and what happens going forward. There's a lot of challenges facing them, let alone their performance on the field, their cohesion as a group, and seemingly messaging from the top, from the coaching staff to the players. Seemingly there is a disconnect at the moment. They will tell us otherwise, and they do tell us otherwise, but seemingly not all as well when you look from afar at the Western Bulldogs. Now, Kylie Watson-Wheeler is the president of the Western Bulldogs, and whilst these situations occur at footy clubs, the hierarchy come out and they back their people more often than not. She was talking on the ABC yesterday. Let's have a listen to the Prez.
I think the reality is when you think about the evolution of your football team and the game and where you're at, you need to improve on the previous year. So given that we just missed out on finals last year, making finals is improvement. But at our best, we're very, very good. We just need to maintain that and we need to bring our best more than we are at the moment.
That's Kylie Watson-Wheeler, the president of the Western Bulldogs, yesterday on the ABC. Now, Dogs chief executive Amit Bain said recently the club's hope was to contend for the premiership this year, and Kylie herself agreed that finals had been the stated goal this season. Now, it's all very well for the executives and the top officers to start predicting things about where teams are going to finish, and we do that more often than not in those roles through education and conversation with the people that within the football departments, but also as a bit of a fan as well, which elevates the expectations at times. But I don't think there's too many people out there that wouldn't have expected the Bulldogs to improve on their showing from last year. It's been a very, very disappointing start to the season from the Western Bulldogs. That is very, very clear. But the pressure does start to mount now, without a doubt. And Johnny Ralph in the Herald Sun was telling us in his article online last night, I was reading, that as part of the review that Peter Jackson came in to do at the Western Bulldogs through the off-season, the senior coaching position was not part of that, which I found staggering. Regardless of the situation we find the Bulldogs in now, if you're going to do a football department review, surely one of the key components of that is to talk about or to investigate the situation with the senior coach and their efficiencies and their competencies and their trust and their capabilities in that role. For that not to happen staggers me, I must admit. Absolutely staggers me. Now, Brevo's a premiership coach and he's done two grand finals with the Western Bulldogs, so we know he's a capable coach. There's no doubt about that. But for that to be the situation where you are investigating your football department but not including that senior coaching position as part of that makes no sense to me whatsoever. And the big challenge now is from the Western Bulldogs, certainly there's no cohesion on the field from what we've seen. Losing to the 17th ranked Hawks on the weekend highlighted that for all and sundry to see. But now they're going to have to go forward without one of their key players, absolute superstars in Tom Lembratore, who's now taken some time off, indefinite time off, to deal with his concussive symptoms at the moment. Four concussions in the last 22 AFL games, twice in the last 21 days. So he's got a decision to make. He collapsed, for goodness sake, in round five, Tom Lembratore. So something's not right with the little champ from the Western Bulldogs, and they are going to miss him terribly. So who comes in and fills that role? Caleb Daniel can't get a game. Jackson McRae seemingly is still on the out and not getting anywhere near the love that he could have. There's been players out of positions. There's been players starting subs and guys hanging on by a thread getting games. So there needs to be some change at the Western Bulldogs, but they're going to have to do it without one of their stars, absolute superstars in Tom Lembratore. So the ball is firmly in the court of Luke Bevan and the coaching staff and the leadership group and the leadership of the Western Bulldogs, full stop, to get things back on track. And if they don't do it the next month, then there will be hell to pay at the Western Bulldogs. We'll see how they go.